With Mother's Day just around the corner, are you thinking about something truly special for your mama? I am. And let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? So here is how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email, and these can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And then mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And then guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. You get to preserve her voice and her stories for your family. I mean, imagine you're discovering stories about her youth, her adventures, the challenges that she had to overcome in life, the way that you two connect and relate, and also the way her grandkids will relate to her. I mean, this book becomes a legacy and something that you and your future generations can truly treasure forever. I mean, your mom's given you a lifetime of stories, so this is your chance to give her a way to share them. And not only am I creating one for my mom now for Mother's Day, but for my dad's birthday, as my dad is turning 80 this year, and I like to gift him with sentimental gifts. You know, he's gifted my family and I so many treasured moments. So I wanted to create something for us to collect these memories and for my future kids, for them to know my father's voice. So beautiful, sentimental, easy to use. Let me emphasize, easy to use. And you can truly create one for anyone. Your mom, your dad, your bestie, maybe even you. So check out mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC for 10% off today. This is pretty awesome. So if you are into science-backed products when it comes to your health, your gut health, but also woman-owned products, I must introduce you to Equilibria. I'm so thankful I discovered them this year. I mean, Equilibria, they help you take on your wellness journey knowing that you have a dedicated one-on-one support to help you achieve your goals. So it's not like you're just taking a pill mindlessly. You actually get one-on-one support. That's awesome. And their signature product, which is EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense, it comes in a convenient 3-in-1 capsule form. And so this is specifically formulated to bolster digestive health and fortify gut barrier protection, among other benefits. And we know that a balanced gut not only enhances our immunity, but also contributes to our overall mental well-being and our quality of sleep, of course, having efficient digestion, and even radiant skin. But what distinguishes Equilibria's probiotic supplement is its meticulous selection, which is tailored to women's health needs. And of course, like I said, science-backed, and they're also ensuring affordability without compromising potency. And as someone who once struggled pretty severely with gut health issues for years, I intensified my focus on gut health in, I'd say, around 2020. And I'm thrilled to have recently discovered these products this year, as of course, they're backed by research for women's well-being, they're women-owned, and they support overall microbiome health, warding off harmful bacteria and enhancing our nutrient absorption. So head to myeq.com and use code MAGIC for 15% off Equilibria's microbiome defense and much more. That's myeq.com. And use code MAGIC at checkout for 15% off site-wide today.
Oh, while you're waiting, let's go out and have a delicious popsicle. Let's go out and take a walk. Let's go out and enjoy life. Let's really enjoy life. So that doesn't necessarily mean for everyone listening to this that that's all happening and you're doing it. These are just invitations. So we have the invitation always available to us from Hangman and from Empress to take our time, really let things fall as they may, not rush the timing on any completions. When they're complete, though, we will not be repeating them.
Now let the magic begin. Hey. Hello, Soul Tribe. It's Raquel. And if you're new here, well, welcome. This episode is not typical to the main episodes, but lately I've been posting part two episodes for dialogues that are close to 2 hours and or they happen to have some sort of channeling or a reading after we answer the last question I ask all the Euromagic guests. How would you advise the Your Own Magic listeners to create their own magic? This also allows a listener to get some headspace and to process what was in part one best, then look forward to another episode. So if the guests happen to want to share a little more, like a channeling message or a reading, like today's episode, which is a tarot reading, then I figured it'd just be nice to separate the two, separate the questionnaire from the actual channeling or reading. So, if you haven't listened to part one, well, I highly recommend it to get a taste of tarot as Lindsay, who is the queen of tarot and has a podcast, Tarot for the Wild Soul, but she demystifies so much in the episode, along with excites us to try tarot to help guide us in so many different ways. And here, for all of us, she does a collective reading, what we may expect in 2019. And it's fun, it's insightful, and I would love to hear how it may have resonated with you. Right now, I'm actually feeling the nudge to pull a card from my deck for me and for you. I won't get too detailed and channel like Lindsay does on this episode, unless like it does come through for whatever reason. The Daughter of Wands. Well, that's what I pulled last week. The Daughter of Wands is a free spirit, a truly visionary creature. She usually waits until later to settle down or start a family as she's busy with her career. This card can also represent a woman going through a transformation or spiritual breakthrough. Of course they would choose that card. Well, yes, I have an inkling of a feeling that most people listening are going through some sort of spiritual breakthrough. So, there's our card. I also don't want to interrupt this reading with any sponsored ad, so this episode is sponsored by the one and only Hum Nutrition, continuing to gift the Soul Tribe 20% off their purchase when you use the promo code MAGIC. And now, all right, so you've probably heard me talk about how it helped me cure my Bali belly, but let me tell you this, their daily cleanse is magical as it has organic algae and detox herbs for the skin to help keep my skin and my body clear of toxins. I know a lot of people love their gut instinct for their gut health. What makes Hum stand out is that they meticulously select high quality micronutrients to help balance tummy issues, skin, nails, metabolism, energy, sleep, or nutritional deficiencies with the highest quality ingredients. Hum products, they are gluten-free. Of course, why would we want a gluten product? I don't know. They are non-GMO. Why would I want a GMO product? I don't know. And most of them are vegan. And you can also receive a free nutrition report from one of their nutritionists to find the perfect Hum supplement for you. Just go to humnutrition.com and enter the promo code MAGIC for 20% off. That's humnutrition.com. Promo code MAGIC. And if you leave a review, email it to me, and you will be entered for the next $150 Hum Nutrition giveaway. Not a bad deal. But now, I believe it is time to let the magic continue with Lindsay Mack. And are you ready for a reading?
I am. And I'd love to, so this is a reading that I get to offer, correct?
Yeah. It's whatever you feel called to.
So what I felt guided to upon really reflecting was to offer some clarity on the collective cards of the year. Because I think that that's something that every single person listening to, unless you observe the Jewish New Year, and we will spend a moment talking about that too. But pretty much everybody who lives working with this year being 2019 will be able to really appreciate the clarity of the gift of kind of talking about these two cards. Does that feel good to you, Rika?
I love it. I love it. Yeah.
Okay, great. So really quickly, there is a certain tarot card or tarot cards that are associated with every single year that we have. And when we get to work with these cards over the course of a year, because they stay the same until the year turns over into a different number, we get to learn a little bit about these energies, and we can become very empowered in understanding why, like, maybe a particular year is so hard for us. Maybe it's really intense for us. A lot of it can be found. A lot of clarity can be found in whatever card that we're in, believe it or not. So how do we find what cards that we're in? We add up each individual number in the year that we're in. So we would add up 2 + 0 + 1 + 9, which is 12. And 12 is the Hanged Man. And when we add up 1 + 2, we get 3, and that's the Empress. So 2019 is a Hanged Man Empress year. And if you are somebody who observes the Jewish numerology of the year, you are in a Wheel of Fortune magician year. But I'm just going to talk about Hanged Man Empress for right now. So Hanged Man is number 12. And the medicine and numerology and energy of the number 12 is all about completions. It's about completing cycles. There's an order to 12. There's a sense of stability, of completion. It's like we're getting to a certain point where we get to kind of leave old cycles behind. It's like the last little bits of the cocoon. And then we get to clear them again and again and again. So 2019, when we think about Hangman, is both about divine timing, really waiting until it's the right time for something and then doing it. And it's also about massive completions. So for anyone experiencing this card really running through their system, and if anyone wants to work with this card, a lot of Hangman medicine has to do with kind of hanging out and letting the ego kind of freak out, want to know what's going on, and really letting that settle slowly while the soul kind of rises up and is willing to go on its next journey. So this year, if you take nothing else away from the hangmanness of it all, what are you ready to complete? What is ready to be cleared? What have you created stability and foundations around? How can you use those stability and foundations to take the next jump and the next leap in your life? And how can you cultivate more trust that everything actually is moving for you in divine timing? It may not be how you want it. It might not be as fast as you want. But how can you trust that you're really on the path to your next really great thing? The keywords to Hangman are really, like, I would say, trust, surrender, and to see things differently. This card is ruled by Neptune, so there's a lot of Piscean energy to it. There's a lot of deep kind of dreaming and possibilities and really exploring all different kinds of things. So Hangman medicine is really powerful. Like, we're clearing a lot and consistently, like, we're going to be kind of on repeat, like a little bit of Groundhog's Day energy, like kind of like tightening in our chrysalis and then breaking free and flying away. And then in another area, we'll find ourselves kind of tightening in that chrysalis and then flying away. So there's a lot of that repetition this year. Now, Empress is ruled by Venus. So we're talking like all this work with completion, but actually getting to be like, well, how can I find this enjoyable? What might be enjoyable for me around waiting? Might it be a bit better if I'm doing all this deep waiting work by the side of a pool? Might it be a bit better if I'm doing all this deep waiting work with like a LaCroix in my hand? It can be very simple or very big, depending on where you are in your life right now. The Empress is ruled by Venus. Venus has to do with all that we love, with what we cherish. It rules money, love, sexuality, And it also rules anything that we cherish, anything that lights us up, anything that is beautiful, anything. It's also slightly connected to the visual side of things. So a lot of what the Empress is bringing this year is like physical, literal, visual opportunities for expansion and beauty. And there's a really powerful, simple question with Empress, you know, how do I want to be nurtured this year? What and how can I elevate the beauty in my life to a degree that pleases me? The other thing with Empress that is major, and I actually think is the biggest opportunity and lesson for the year ahead, is that it rules and has to do with receiving. Because if you think about love, beauty, money, all that stuff, you actually have to work on the receiving piece before you can let even any of that in. So when we talk about receiving, we're talking about one of the hardest things we do on the planet. Receiving is really hard. We can get very uncomfortable when things are offered to us, be it money, compliments, opportunities, attention, pleasure. Really across the board, we can have a lot of discomfort around that. So what the Empress does is this card really shows up as kind of a root system that invites us to expand our threshold of receiving. So another big part of the Empress energy this year is also going to be like, you break out of that chrysalis and fly away like a butterfly in the hangman. The Empress is like, well, maybe we want to fly to someplace that's really fucking beautiful. Maybe the next place that we're going to is way more beautiful. This or better times like 10. Maybe the next cycle can be even more pleasure than we'd ever imagined. Maybe we don't need to have any agenda. Maybe there doesn't need to be any pushing at all. Maybe it can just be delicious. Maybe, maybe not. So our opportunity this year is to also say, am I available to receive here even more than I think I deserve? Am I available to receive an easier way, a graceful way to go about my life? Am I available for all of the gifts and blessings that want to come through to me? So this year is really about, for all of us, really checking in with all that we're completing. Because I think many of us can identify with this. A lot of us have a sense in 2019 of 2020 bringing something different. A lot of us started 2020 being like, oh yeah, next year XYZ will happen, but it can't happen yet. So we're building to that. And that's very hangman. So what Empress basically says is like, oh, while you're waiting, let's go out and have a delicious popsicle. Let's go out and take a walk. Let's go out and enjoy life. Let's really enjoy life. So that doesn't necessarily mean for everyone listening to this that that's all happening and you're doing it. These are just invitations. So we have the invitation always available to us from Hangman and from Empress to take our time, really let things fall as they may, not rush the timing on any completions. When they're complete, though, we will not be repeating them. So once they're cleared, they're cleared. And we always have the invitation of Empress being like, it could be beautiful. It doesn't need to be hard. If it's hard, you may want to think about another way of doing it. Of course, for some people, things are hard. And even when things are really hard, we can find beauty. We can find receiving. We can find different ways of going about life, opening up to that sense of receiving and beauty and nurturance that's really always available to us. So I think that if people listening are to take anything away from tarot, and if you kind of want to learn just from the deepest basics, this is a wonderful gateway to be able to say to yourself, you know, okay, wow, well, I know that I get an opportunity this year to really study these two cards. I know that I get a chance to really feel what they feel like to me. So let me hang out with that. And in terms of what they're bringing, that's sort of my little mini reading about the cards of the year.
Wow. And I really feel that, especially the, am I willing to be available to receive?
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Big time.
And that is a great reminder, a great inviter for 2019, especially like we were talking about earlier how we weren't ready to be where we are till we were ready, though we wanted it when we were younger. And so it's kind of like in 2019, what you envision, you may want right now, this second, but just trust it's coming. Enjoy the present. Enjoy the present as much as you can. And listening to whatever you are receiving, being available to it, knowing it's coming probably in 2020 or that decade. So,
yes.
Wow.
Yeah. So beautiful. Love it.
That is. That does bring one other question, though. So, because I've been asked this before, and how does tarot apply to everybody? Because you said this is an overall vision you read for 2019, but we're all walking in different paths and we all are sitting in different seats. And how can that apply to all?
Well, I think what I just said was general enough that I think that it probably does. Like there are certain things to pick out.
Yes.
I think that that's, how it applies to everyone is kind of like, if you are reading for the collective, it's a little different than reading for just one person. So when you're reading for the collective, it's just a matter of like practice and kind of being aware of your languaging and, also asking spirit, like, what is the medicine for the collective? Because just like different words will come through. And sometimes it doesn't apply to everybody. Sometimes some people just, they're not interested, or they don't see themselves in it, and that's okay. You know, really whoever is meant to see it will see it. And we do the best we can, but I think that tarot does apply to everyone. And it's a matter of, like, for example, you know, the Empress is taught as very traditionally, not by everybody, but pretty traditionally. Empress is seen as the mother of the tarot, is often depicted as a cisgendered woman, is pregnant sometimes and represents kind of the physical mother. And some people even feel, and this is so beautiful, if this is a deep part, rich part of their practice, that like when they pull the Empress in a reading, like their client might get pregnant soon or whatever it is. I'm not saying that's wrong, but if you want to do tarot for everybody, the Empress cannot just be a woman because that excludes a lot of people. So we have to go, so we've got to go deeper and we got to start thinking about like, okay, you know, if the Empress is about like life, if it's about fertility and creation and mothering, then we can immediately go to planet Earth. And if we think of planet Earth and we think of planet Earth being the ultimate mother and the ultimate caregiver and the ultimate nurturer, what we can then come to is that the planet has to be available to receive sunlight, seeds, in order to grow. And that there's a lot that happens with the Empress that has to do with creation and receiving in the form of kind of a root system, which is how the Emperor is really about the full grown tree. So it just takes like a little bit of like undoing, like you kind of have to like think beyond the matrix with the tarot sometimes and be like, well,
yeah,
that's, you know, it's like the Lovers immediately gets canceled out as being just a card that's about like finding your partner because not everybody dates. So it can't just be about that because it excludes all these people. That is kind of like what you're asking about is kind of like my deepest passion with the kind of tarot I teach. And I'm always challenging myself to be like, could I get a little bit better now that I know? Because it's like refining that channel. Like, could I get a little bit better at describing this card in a way that refers to everyone? It's in language that literally could apply to everybody. That's not like, that just really is something that takes a desire and study and time and practice and, you know, just space to figure it out, I think.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you for that clarity.
No problem.
And thank you for that reading as well. Wow. And for your time, you're 2 hours, pretty much.
Sorry.
No, I'm sorry. Oh, I like get super into these combos. They've been 2 hours lately, and it just flows that way. So I always like leave my day available for them.
Yeah. Thank you so much. This was such a gift.
You're such a gift. Thank you for all the wisdom that you just provided us. And almost every interview is healing for me in some way, because you will just say those few things that are like stabbing at my soul, that my soul's like, yes, please, she needed this so bad.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Of course. Thank you so much, Raquel.
Oh, you're amazing. Everybody go listen to Tarot of the Wild Soul. And Lindsay, you'll have to come back on again sometime.
I would love that. Thank you so much for having me.
Dear Yomi, thank you so much for listening and lending your ear. And feel free to ping me if you had any aha moments or just anything that resonated deeply with your soul. Perhaps you want to share it in the Your Own Magic Facebook group with over 7,000 high-vibing souls to connect with from around the globe. A link to that tribe is in the show notes. Many Yomis have been meeting and networking and just connecting with new like-minded magical friends, and it's all free, of course. There is also, I don't know if you know this, but I am hosting a retreat with my dear friend and spiritual medium, Bree Melanson, in Bali this July, July 22nd through the 26th, where she will be doing a lot of channeling. So just go to yourownmagic.life/retreat for more info. And we will be celebrating our souls with many goddess rituals and connecting with nature and meditating and powerful breath work and spiritual rituals and clearing energy blocks. And of course, we're going to be eating a lot of high vibe plant-based food. So prepare your tummies for that. But most importantly, we will be deepening connection with fellow Yomis in person and tapping into our own magic. Also, if you're interested in the exclusive Soul Tribe site that is full of different types of meditations and meditative imaginings to enlighten your day and self-expansion and soul expansion journalings, spiritual tools and rituals, and just so much more, that's a side service I offer for you. So just go to yourownmagic.life and sign up for $4.44 per month, or $44.44 for a lifetime beginning this year. So if you paid $44.44 this year already, you have it now for a lifetime. So thank you. And most importantly, thank you for just being an amazing listener, and have a magical day.